This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Last week, I talked about the difference between the terms liberal and leftist. I wanted to revisit that discussion because I found that it helps explain what is happening in the political scene. The other day, I had someone say that she doesn't even think there's a Democratic Party anymore. I think what she meant was it doesn't look anything like the political party she remembers when she was growing up. Yes, there have always been liberals in the Democrat Party, but now the left dominates the party leadership. The 2016 party platform is radically different from what it was in 2000. By contrast, the Republican Party platforms of 2000 and 2016 are very similar. Dennis Prager mentions other examples of the difference between a liberal and a leftist. Take the subject of capitalism. He says liberals have always been pro-capitalism, though they've often wanted government to play a bigger role in the economy. Leftists oppose capitalism and are eagerly promoting socialism. Liberals have had a love of Western civilization and taught it at most universities. They were the promoters of the liberal arts and the fine arts. In fact, one of the most revered liberals in American history was President Franklin Roosevelt, who talked about the need to protect Western civilization and even Christian civilization. Today, Western civilization classes are rarely, if ever, taught in the university. That's because leftists don't believe Western civilization is superior to any other civilization. Leftists label people who attempt to defend Western values as racist and accuse them of promoting white supremacy. And attempts to promote religious liberty are dismissed as thinly disguised attacks on the LGBT community. Liberals and leftists are different. It is important to understand the difference if you're to understand what is happening in our world today. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From Universal 1440, Unbroken, Path to Redemption, the rest of World War II hero Louis Zamperini's true story, now playing rated PG-13.